Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at drasaoncall.com. It's a new prescription for a new you. Let's kick it off with Brandy. Hi, Brandy.
Good evening.
How can I help, darling?
Thank you for doing your show, first of all. I have several things going on. Since May 3rd, my stress level has been up pretty high since I started doing a coding class. But I'm having severe problem with trying to keep my blood sugar down and get the weight. It seems like I'm continuously gaining weight instead of losing.
Okay, so under a lot of stress, and you're starting to gain weight instead of losing it. Now, have you been to your doctor and had some blood work done? Have you been diagnosed with anything?
They diagnosed me with a diabetic, I think, probably like a couple of years ago. But last year, I ended up starting taking medicine for it, and I'm having a hard time because one of the medication that they put me on, I was gaining weight, so I got off of that. Now they have me on metformin, and I'm supposed to be taking it three times a day, and then they gave me glyceride, and I can't deal with all these medicines, and so I'm supposed to be taking it three times a day. I take it once a day.
Okay.
So, and I'm just trying to get back off of it.
Well, the first thing, you know, you realize this, that being diagnosed with diabetes type 2, that you can get out of that one. You don't have to be stuck with it. It's not once a diabetic, always a diabetic, unless you're dealing with type 1. That's a different animal. So,
okay.
Type 2 diabetes, I mean, how much weight do you need to lose?
I am at 250, so pretty much like 100 pounds, to be honest with you.
That's good. Good. At least we have a goal. And now, as long as you have a goal and you have somewhere to work toward, I mean, that's the key. Type 2 diabetes is a real challenge, and the good news is that it's a lifestyle-related health challenge, which means that usually we lifestyle our way in, meaning you've been eating a certain way for a long period of time, and that's put you in the spot that you're in right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Somewhat. The problem like the past year, because I've been off work since like March last year, I came out needing knee replacement. And so I didn't end up getting a knee replacement because I ended up having a ruptured disc in the back. So and it was just sort of like a couple of problems right behind each other. And so
hold on a minute. We're talking about knee replacement. I'm talking about the foods that you've been eating over the last several years that made you be 100 pounds overweight.
No, I was saying I don't think it's the state of food because I'm trying to end up gaining more weight, probably like a good 20-some pounds last year because I wasn't able to do a lot of walking and like I was supposed to have been doing.
But there was another 80 pounds that had nothing to do with that, right?
Somewhat. And why I say that, because I've had the knee problems for probably like the last 5 years. So.
Okay.
And so the exercise from the swimming and all the different things I used to do, I don't do them as much as I used to because of the knee problem.
What did you weigh? What is your age right now?
56.
What did you weigh when you were 25?
Probably about 130.
Okay. And what do you weigh now?
250.
eating
and
the wrong kind.
Ever since I had a hysterectomy, I've had a serious problem with trying to keep weight off.
I understand. Hormones can play a role. They can. When estrogen or estrone gets a little bit more elevated, then it can cause you to hold on to a little bit more body fat. That's true. When you eat processed foods over a long period of time, like give me an example of what you eat right now on a regular basis, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, I don't have a fit like for us eating certain cereals and stuff like that. I might get up and make baked fish or stir fry some vegetables. Like this morning, I stir fried vegetables.
Is that what you've been eating? Is that what you've been eating for about the last couple of years when you really started gaining the weight, or did you change that recently?
Well, I've been not like doing fish and stuff for like years because I don't eat red meat.
Okay. Well, if you've been eating that way for years and been eating vegetables and fish, then what I'd recommend that you do, because it sounds to me like you've been eating really, really well. So to gain that much weight, there's got to be some major hormone issues going on. And typically when somebody eats a really, really clean diet, such as fish, and they don't eat any processed foods, and they stay away from the bread and the pasta, they stay away from sugars, and you just feel like you're eating perfect, and you don't know why in the world you're gaining the weight. And granted, you might be unable to exercise like you really need to, such as having knee problems or any type of lower back issues where the pain is there to the point where it feels like you just can't do the rigorous exercise that you would like to do, then I always want to go to the hormones. So I'd go to your physician, and I would go in, and I would have them run several tests. I'd have them look at your thyroid all the way around, have them look at your pituitary gland, have them look at all three estrogens, because there's three main estrogens. There's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. All three of those play a role, and one can be high, one can be low, but they all cause excess body weight to form. And really, when you're just sitting back going, you know, I feel like I'm doing everything right, but I'm getting to the place where I don't know why the weight's coming on me right now. Well, usually it comes down to hormones. And so that's why I would get that done. I have a full test done, full panel, and let the physician kind of look at your hormone levels, see where they are, and come up with a game plan. I really think that's your best route to go at this point, because it sounds like the eating is really good. But one thing to add into your diet to make sure the hormones are working right are fats. The healthy fats, omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, such as almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and that sort of thing, is a real key to keep your body balanced. Because a lot of people think fat's going to make them fat, especially when they're overweight, and so they steer clear of it. But if you stay away from fats, the body can't actually make the steroid hormones itself. If you keep the fats too low, it just can't make it. And so it puts you in a negative situation where your body can't begin dropping the weight. So eating fat actually makes you lose body fat. It's pretty amazing. But you want to have them analyze the pituitary gland, because it's the master gland of the body. It's a little gland in the brain, and it controls all of our other hormone systems, even hormone systems that can help you lose weight. So that's what I would look into first and then get started, you know, on a path from there. And if we can be an assistance to you, we'll be glad to. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. What are you struggling with tonight? Let's talk about it. Whatever it is, great or small, we're here to help. So if it's diabetes, arthritis, fibromyalgia, obesity, no matter what it is, we're here to help you. Because the body regenerates every day. So the good news is, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. Shoot me an email, and we'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Mike now. Hi, Mike.
How are we doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
Let me give you a quick background. Grandson, 6 years old, born 3 months premature.
Okay.
And, in March, about 3 months ago, he began presenting with certain symptoms. They started off with a blinking of his eyes, and then...
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. I know the list seems to go on and on. The more people I talk to, the more health challenges that seem to be the same. You know, the big three, cholesterol, diabetes, and high blood pressure. And they're all a big trickle effect. Now, some people deal with being overweight, and that can be one of the causes, or it can have some genetic factors. But for the most part, it's our lifestyle choices, the foods that we eat, the lack of exercise, high amounts of stress, that put us in these types of situations. And it's doing it over a long period of time. So what do we do? Well, it comes down to really making a difference in the choices that we make every single day. And on this show, we want to help you, empower you, and equip you to make the best choices that you can. So we're going to kick it off now, go to the lines, and go to Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm living well. What's going on?
Good. My problems are I have schizoaffective disorder, and I've had it for about 15 or 20 years, and high blood pressure sometimes, high cholesterol, and I'm a heavy smoker. I'm not overweight. I try to exercise. I don't know what kind of food to eat to lower my blood pressure and cholesterol, and I have a real hard time letting go of the cigarettes because I'm so nervous. In addition to this, I have a pinched nerve in my neck, carpal tunnel in my hand, and a spasm in my right bicep, and my arm hurts all the time. I go through about 50 aspirins a week.
Wow. Here's the deal. One of the things, I mean, you've got several things going on, but at the end of the day, I mean, obviously the smoking is something you want to get rid of, but it's about coming up with a good lifestyle plan, right? So in light of everything, what do you think is your biggest challenge outside of the smoking? Is it your eating habits, exercise? What would you say is the toughest piece for you?
I walk a good bit. I probably don't eat right, though I could. I weigh about 150 pounds. I'd say my smoking is the worst thing I do. My aunt dropped dead of a stroke when she was exactly my age, I believe. I just want to lower my blood pressure, and I'd love to find something that made me hallucinate less. And as far as my arm pain, doctors I've talked to don't want to treat it too much because I've had addiction issues. And I've been struggling with that for about 20 years.
Right, I get it. What does your diet look like right now, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Because let's start there. Always a good place to start.
Okay, I'm trying to do better. I'm having instant potatoes with some rehydrated vegetables and teriyaki sauce and water. I drink a lot of water, tons of water. And coffee. I drink water and coffee predominantly.
And then what about lunch? What would you have? What's a normal day lunch for you?
I had almost the same thing. I had cream of potato soup.
So is your diet pretty normal? I mean, there's not a lot of variety in it. Stay with the same kind of things?
Right now there's not, but sometimes there is. I don't eat a lot of junk food. I hardly ever eat sweets because both of my parents are overweight and have diabetes. I hardly ever eat anything with, like, processed, like lots of sugar or anything. And I could switch to all vegetables if I knew that was what I needed to do or just about anything else. But I eat a lot of, like, and bologna and soup.
And what about exercise? In the last 14 days, how many days have you exercised?
Probably at least 10, maybe 12. I go on a lot of walks. I don't drive anymore because of the medications that I take. I walk and I lift weights a little bit and I stretch a lot. I don't lift weights very much because my arm pains so bad.
Right. And here's the deal. With what you're looking at, diet plays a big role. Let me just start there. And you probably know that. But
everything from brain chemistry to inflammation in the body to how well you think to hormone function, everything goes by what you put inside your body. So that really is a starting point. Instant potatoes and water, for the most part, probably not a good, you know, definitely not a good foundation for the dietary needs that your body has. You need proteins, which are lean proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs. Those are great because that's kind of the foundation. That's what your cells are built on. You also need low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables. Like you were saying, are vegetables even better? Well, yeah, they are. And they're better considerably. So lean, and when I say greens, I mean like, you know, green leafy vegetables, broccoli, spinach, kale. The darker green, the better. The more vibrant color, the better. Extremely good for vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. So the other piece, too, are the healthy fats. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all those kind of things are phenomenal for brain chemistry. And with that being one of your big challenges, that's what I would look at, is making sure that your brain chemistry stays strong. And acetylcholine levels, GABA levels, serotonin levels, dopamine levels, all the main ones you want to make sure to focus on, especially dealing with schizoaffective disorder at any level. So, again, your physicians have got you on the right medications. They're taking care of that. But it's up to you to kind of manage your own lifestyle. So the exercise 5 days a week, that's great. You want to keep that up. But I would encourage you to look into a more well-rounded eating plan that will stimulate the metabolism, lower inflammation all the way around. More information on that at my website if you want to go more into detail. But that's a good place to start. There are a lot of supplements and things that you can do, but you want to get with a good dietitian and get a blood test done to find out what your core nutritional needs are, or deficiencies if you want to call that, and now create a good game plan for you. Balancing out the body is something that takes effort and it takes strategy, and having someone that can do that with you will be helpful. I would look into a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician for what's going on with the arm. They'll be able to help from a non-surgical perspective.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth, and it is. So what are you struggling with? We want to talk about it. Jackie in Mississippi writes, my mom just turned 76 and suffers with dementia. I know it's only going to get worse, as the doctor's saying. I was wondering if there's anything we can do to help her slow the progression. There's a lot you can do with dementia. Now, again, from a traditional medical standpoint, the theory is there's not a lot. But from a nutritional standpoint, a lot of the alternative guys and even some of the nutritional folks will say that there's a lot you can do. You can increase a lot of the brain protective foods, as we call them, that contain things like omega-3 fatty acids. They contain vitamin B6 in the form of pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a big one. And it can be completely supportive all the way around for brain health and overall body chemistry. So dementia, clearing out heavy metals, they're looking into studies right now for chelation therapy. Now, a lot of folks will do that anyway, regardless of the studies. But again, many folks in the medical community want to see the studies. They want to see, you know, the literature, as they would say, on how well something works. But you can look on the alternative routes and look down for those routes of chelation, pulling out heavy metals. The thought is that when you have high levels of mercury and aluminum in the body, which lodge themselves in the fat cells and are hard to chelate out, that a buildup of those can lead toward things like Alzheimer's and dementia. So something to think about when you're looking. There's a lot of detoxification-type methods that you can look at, but with something like dementia, you want to look at that. Proper nutrition, plenty of good, lean-quality proteins, and the healthy fats, lower glycemic carbs, and keeping the mind as active as possible when they start slipping into those phases of dementia. And again, is there a cure-all? I don't think anyone can say that. But is there, are there ways to continue maybe to slow the progression or to do everything you can to support the body? Yes. And don't forget exercise. Really, we've learned that, of course, exercise plays a role for everything, but it can also help in this case as well. Anything you can do to support the body when you're going through a health challenge like dementia, then, of course, it can help everything else. But also, the side benefits is there, there are side benefits, not side effects, which is a great thing. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Cancer, the big C word. They're saying now for all the World Trade Center responders, they're saying now there's more cancer going on than expected. In a new study, the incident rates of the cancers combined were 15% higher than expected. Samara Solon, a physician of the Icahn School of Medicine, Mount Sinai Medical Center, New York, and their colleagues reported in Environmental Health Perspectives, incident rates were also higher for thyroid, prostate, lymphoid, and soft tissue cancers, they're found. Solon acknowledged in a statement that the findings of the study, while significant, should be interpreted with caution. Given the short follow-up and long latency period for most cancers, the intensive medical surveillance of this cohort by Mount Sinai researchers and our partners in a small number of cancers on the specific sites. However, she added, our findings strongly highlight the need for continued follow-up and medical surveillance of the World Trade Center responders. Solon and her colleagues analyzed data from their ongoing World Trade Center health program, which has enrolled 20,000 workers who were involved in rescue efforts on and after September 11th. They found increases in incident rates for several types of cancers that were higher than expectations. All cancer sites combined, thyroid cancer, prostate cancer, and combined blood and lymphoid cancers, soft tissue cancers also were at a higher level. So they also saw positive associations with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma and kidney cancer, but those weren't really significant, they said. So in this, the researchers caution the observation about thyroid cancer may be an artifact due to increased medical surveillance, particularly because there were no evidence of iodine, which is a strong causal link, they're saying, to thyroid cancer. It's iodine-131. So the case may be similar for prostate cancer, since patients may have been subject to more PSA screenings as a result of more frequent medical care. Solon and colleagues also found that the relative risk of all cancers combined was higher in those who had very high exposure to the rescue scene than in those with low exposure. But the finding was not significant. Risk was also higher for those directly exposed to the dust cloud and for those who experienced significant amounts of dust. But again, those findings did not reach significance. So the findings are similar to those in other studies that have found a higher risk of cancer among the World Trade Center rescue workers. So with a short follow-up time, again, still they're looking into it. But it's interesting to see how the workers and going through that, you know, what the rates are and how things have kind of increased, you know, with all the chemicals. And one thing to note during that time, you know, you've got to look at the age brackets where they're already leaning toward those cancers anyway. And now as time has gone by, is that just part of their own natural facilitation for their own lives? So, again, a couple things to definitely look into for that. Minutes of exercise needed to burn off your meal. You want to know what that is? Well, I did say minutes, not hours. So everybody thinks it takes hours to work out. Believe it or not, you can get more benefit in short surge-type activity over about a 15-minute, 10 to 15-minute, even 20-minute period, sometimes more than even an hour. So according to new research presented by Experimental Biology at a new meeting, the amount of exercise needed to burn off a menu item helped people consume fewer calories. Researchers observed food choices of 300 men and women given one of three menus, one displaying just the menu items, one displaying the number of calories, and the third listing the minutes of brisk walking required to burn off each item's calories. Interesting. So the calorie count labels didn't have an impact on the orders, but those who ordered of the exercise menu ordered and ate fewer calories than those presented with the other two menus. So, I mean, think about that for a minute. You go to the restaurant and you look, and of course now they're putting out the little meals, so they have pictures of them. and they'll list all the names of the different items, and they'll have like 530 calories, 790 calories, whatever. Or the healthy light menu that'll have 250 calories. And that really, I don't think, does affect people too much. But if they put on there, eat a cheeseburger, and you have to walk for 3 hours to burn the calories off, I mean, the thought of that, now when you eat three cheeseburgers at a meal and fries, and that would take you like 26 hours of walking to get that off, changes things. So when you put it into perspective versus a bunch of numbers, which really doesn't mean much to a lot of people if you don't understand calories, which still a lot of people don't, then understanding what you need each day. So it'll be interesting to see if they start changing some of that. And we really eat with our eyes, which is why marketing is so important, and the pictures of foods are so important for the restaurants and their branding and marketing. It'll sell. Nine times out on a menu, if they've got a picture of the daily special or something that they're trying to put together, most people just say, I want that. How many times have you been to eat with someone and the menu, they don't even know what it's called because they're talking to their friends. They just point to the picture and go, I want that, whatever that is. That looks great. Close the menu and they're done. And that happens all the time. So understand that so many factors go into our eating habits. And with exercise, if you understand what it takes to burn off what you're taking in, many times that can be a game changer. It can change the whole perspective of how we look at it. So a couple things to think about on that one. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you may call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And on the website, if you're looking for all the health notes and information that we talk about, you can find that there at healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a provider in your area, don't forget you can always go to our website. And we've got a team of providers we're building all around the country, excited about how it's growing every single day. So make sure to go online. You can check that out there as well. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to the lines and going to Kurt. Hi, Kurt.
Yeah, Doc, I'm in Newport, Oregon, and a beautiful sunny day out here in the coast.
Okay.
Anyway, I have atrial fibrillation, and I've got it pretty well under control. I have a little higher blood pressure. I take fosinopril, 40 milligrams, and I take Norvasc, which is all dopamine, the generic, at 10 milligrams, and that's a calcium channel blocker. Everything I read, I take Sinatra's letter, I take Whitaker's letter, and Cleveland Clinic, their heart attack book. And they all talk against calcium channel blockers. And my doctor, I've had a little bit of rise in blood pressure because I'm a little overweight. I need to lose weight. And it is, he wants to put me on a higher calcium channel blocker, a stronger one. And I've said no. I said, if I want to do anything, I want to get off the calcium channel blocker for what it does. Now, what do you think? Can I just raise the fosinopril? I'm at 40. According to my health books, I can go up to 80 on that. It's an ACE inhibitor. What do you think, Doc?
Yeah, no, I mean, on the ACE inhibitors, though, you don't want to really play around, my opinion. You know, your doctors have you on those for a reason. If you wanted to do those naturally or you wanted to do them with different medications, there's a difference.
Well,
so you wanted to manage your medications differently?
I misunderstood your question.
Okay, so are you wanting to manage without medicine or just manage it with different medicines?
An ACE inhibitor. Everything about the calcium channel blocker, it blocks the calcium and slows the nerve endings on your heart. And
I understand what it does. I understand what it does. We're going to go into a break. We'll come right back. We'll talk more about heart medications and the mixing of those, changing those around, and what you can do naturally for atrial fibrillation. Big topic. A lot of people struggle with it. We'll get back to it when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week
to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Talking with Kurt, talking about atrial fibrillation, taking some different medications. And, Kurt, you're telling me about how you want to switch off of one or change one. Now, have you talked to your doctor about it? What did they say about it? Have they kind of gone a certain direction, but you don't really like the direction they're going? Catch me back up to speed on that.
A lot of naturopathics. I take all the standard Hawthorne and everything for arrhythmia. I'm off of Dioxin, and I'm off of Coumadin, and I take Natto Kanishis and fish oil and Serrapeptes for my blood thinners. But the problem I got dealing with, knowing from the naturopathic world telling me to get off calcium channel blockers, my doctor is a standard medical doctor, and right. He does not want to take me off. I've got a little rise in blood pressure, and he wants to put me on a stronger calcium channel blocker. And I don't want to do that. I would like to just raise my fosdiepril, which is an ACE inhibitor, which is 40 milligrams, and you can go up to 80 on that, and then slowly drop off of the Norvasc, which is and you have to go off it very slowly. You can have a heart attack. So what I'm wondering, how do you feel about calcium channel blockers?
Well, I mean, it just depends on the person. I mean, obviously they're not the best choice, in my opinion. But, again, sometimes they're necessary. So it just depends. Now, if he's kind of old school and that's just – see, doctors kind of get in their rhythm. And depending on their training and their comfort level, I mean, you've got guys that are in their 70s still practicing that still love using the brand drugs they were using back 30 years ago just because they're comfortable with it and they got really good results. You get new drugs that come out, they don't get real fired up about them because they kind of like an old dog. You know, they don't want to learn new tricks. So, again, there's some physiological reasons why the calcium channel blockers are probably not a better way to go, but everyone's body chemistry handles medications differently. So a lot of times docs will try different ones to see what kind of results they get with blood pressure, for example. But then again, you've got somebody on the naturopathic side that's going to tell you all the reasons why not to. Well, and of course, medical doctors aren't trained to think that way. It's just a little bit different. So if you're wanting to go more on the ACE inhibitor side and, you know, just kind of go heavier on that one, you just got to tell them. And if you won't do it, do one of two things. You tell him, look, this is what I want to do. He's going to get offended because you're not a doctor, and he's going to be like, why are you telling me what you want to do? Well, things have changed a little bit because it's kind of going back into the patient's hands of what they want to do with their health. So that's where you tell them, this is what I would like to try. Can you please advise me the best way to do that? Because I'm either going to do it with your advice or do it on my own, in a sense. Or you'll go find another doctor, someone that will work with you. I mean, if you kind of got your reasoning behind it, then you find someone that'll work with you. That's the key. Now, there are other ways, too. I mean, naturally, you can do things like increasing nitric oxide in the body is very helpful for blood pressure. So the two components for that, L-citrulline and L-arginine, two amino acids that work together when you put that with green tea extract and some alpha lipoic acid, those together, they make these combination supplements out there. You don't have to do them separately, but different companies make them. And what it does, it allows the vessels to relax, and it can help in certain blood pressure situations. But again, doing that with the medications, you want to make sure you get someone guiding you on that, a physician or naturopath or someone. But there are some things out there. Also, you've got to look at jumping up and down on a mini trampoline. The mini trampolines are great because they're great at lowering blood pressure. They're proven. They've done studies on them, and it's a great form of exercise that can do that. So it's a little rebounder, a little mini trampoline. A great place to find those is urbanrebounder.com. Just really great all the way around for supporting healthy blood pressure levels. And just so you little, just for a little note for you, I know you're doing Hawthorne and some of the other ones, but I'll look at B vitamins, because dealing with AFib at any level is a B vitamin deficiency typically. So looking at the different B vitamins, not just the B complex, but isolating which of the B vitamins are some of the root causes for that, and making sure that the thyroid and the anterior pituitary gland aren't involved, because remember, the thyroid is responsible for the heart rate and rhythm. And if it's off, there's lack of iodine for the thyroid gland, metabolism can go off, and then, of course, heart rate and rhythm can be off. We can see AFib and think, oh, okay, well, it's an electrical issue only, or could it be a trace mineral deficiency that's going on in the body? So there's a lot of things that could be happening in that scenario. So I know you're focused on the medication and you only want to do it a certain way and come off the calcium channel. I get that. I would say there's reasons to agree with that from physiology or physiological perspective, better way to say it. But at the end of the day, what's the real root cause of what's going on? And stepping back and looking at that. And that's where you'll really get the answers and having someone evaluate that further. And again, if you don't have a physician that'll work with you on it, then find someone else and get a different opinion. That's what I would do personally. If you're asking me that question. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Quote for the day comes from Douglas Adams. It says, I may not have gone where I intended to go, but I think I've ended up where I needed to be. Powerful and very true. So it doesn't matter where you start, or it doesn't matter how you start. It matters how you finish, and you want to finish strong. That's the key. Well, puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Remember that the body can change every single day, and it does. But the question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to come up with changes in your own health, in your own life? Well, in this show, we want to empower you, equip you, and take you to the next level with your health and with your life. Remember, you only change when you want to change. And the body is amazing. And remember, the great physician has a prescription for you to live your best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any questions.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.